today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here's what I did. This is pretty unique, and I think it worked because I didn't insult anybody. I didn't use nasty words to anybody. So this person came over the top, put their arm around this woman, and I said, "Excuse me, just a minute." And I pushed the woman to the side, and then I stomped on the woman's foot.
Oh, wow.
I think I drew blood out. I think the toes burst. I ate the strawberry Newtons, and I'm not proud of it. We're talking a lot of strawberry.
What
you
if
see the package we're talking about?
I know
we're
the package
about
you mean. Yeah.
Two or three like Gordian strips of them. Okay.
What if you got down to the kitchen before Carla this morning, which I think you do most mornings, right?
Yeah. Well, no, I usually.
He's gonna realize it regardless.
But no. But what she does is he goes down there, and then when you realize she's up, you go, "We've been robbed!"
Hey, Phil, I got an idea for you. Why don't you come out and we'll play one of the local golf courses and we'll see how many strokes I beat you. Oh, that's a sport for old men.
Oh, wow!
He sounds
fun. And then
fun.
I hit him over the head with a wine bottle and went on.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Zicam Extreme Congestion Relief.
Oh, yes.
Non-drowsy relief, soothing aloe vera. But I've heard things about, you can get addicted to this.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm on my second day of twice a day. Well, my first day was yesterday of twice a day, and then I've already hit it this morning. So I'm a little bit worried about
it. What about the shaking? Has the shaking stopped or has it begun?
He had a rush of energy. What do you get?
No, it clears out my sinuses, which have been really, really messed up lately. And I don't know what's happening, whether there's some sort of, allergen that I have not experienced.
It's the drought.
Before,
it's the drought. It's dry and there's dust and all the allergens are in the air and they're airborne. It's the same around here. We haven't had rain in a million years.
Have you not said for most of your adult life that allergies are, you could be bleeding from the eye and you would say it's allergies.
Well, you're allergic to that knife that someone stuck in your eye.
How long did you have your chest thing when you said it was allergies?
Well, allergies, I will say this, allergies complicated that. It turned out to be pneumonia and bronchitis, but the allergies weren't helping.
Remember that bit where, like, you have to go to the doctor?
Yeah, that was a good bit, Oscar.
Lies.
It's just allergies.
Hey!
That's exactly what happened with
him. No.
What did you say?
He called me the name of a former employee, and I don't like that.
Ah, well,
that was the play, though. Remember, we said, go to the doctor. And
yeah, we also said, don't quit. He didn't listen to anything.
Were you properly insured in those days when you had that thing? Or he was insurance challenged. That's the problem. That's not Rob Spiewak's fault. That's the man's fault.
Yeah, big
that's
medicine. The man's big fault. Medicine big was medicine. Keeping big, me down.
Big pharma.
I thought you had Obamacare.
Mm-hmm. No, we went by the seat of our pants for a while.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. And then we got an overpriced policy, and then Carrie got employed by the county.
And then you were good to go.
Things are okay. The dust has settled now, yes.
Yeah, that was back in the same time when I was insurance challenged, and my wife had our little guy, and it cost us like 10 grand.
Well, that's right.
To have the little guy, which because pregnancy wasn't covered by the wonderful insurance policy.
Though. Well worth it, though.
Do you think it was money well spent?
All the joy.
Absolutely.
Mike, at least you've had at least $20,000 worth of joy. So you're in the black.
But when I got the good stuff, hey, new body.
Yeah, look at you, Bionic Man,
you've
Steve Austin.
Reaped the rewards.
Yeah, so welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for Tuesday. We're very happy to have you with us. And we've got big stuff planned today.
Big stuff.
You're not going to believe it. Yeah. Today, an exclusive interview with Chief of Staff to President Donald Trump, John Kelly, will be here.
Ooh, oh, that's great. Yeah.
A big get.
Excuse me. I'm telling you, he wants to come in now.
Oh, really?
Okay, hold on. He wants to come in now. I'm tired. I can't take it anymore.
You know what? The man speaks in sound bites.
Yes, that's interesting.
Isolate and send it right out.
I thought he was mad about the sausage. The lack of it at the breakfast.
Do you want to do the mailbag now and just get it out of the way? Do you want to do that?
Because that's the best attitude for the mailbag. Yes. Let's get it done with.
Absolutely. These put it behind people, us. How dare they?
Write me a letter.
He calls me ice cream.
And there was a special kind of banana too, wasn't there?
Yeah, Bing Bing banana. How about a Bing Bing banana? Boo boo boo.
Why are all these bananas bruised?
Well, let's get started, shall we? Now, tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Do we have any gifts today, you two-eyed pump?
Oh, I wish you said it properly because it means something to me.
Because sometimes I think when you're writing the Rob writes the mailbag little blurb at the top, and he wrote, "Do we have any gifts today, you two-eyed son of a bitch?"
You see, that's for me. That's personal because I had an Aunt Bette who would get confused, and one time she got mad at a friend of the family, Earl Donaldson, and she wanted to either call him two-faced or a son of a bitch, and she called him two-eyed son of a bitch. And
oh, so it wasn't like glasses with four eyes.
No. It was making fun of Aunt Bette. We do have gifts. The first one is one for Oscar to open because it's for him. But I would like to do a lovely mention to Eric Sandberg, who gave to Podcast Village a life-size Elvis bust that we have in the lobby. That is great. It's my status picture on Facebook. And also, John Gerstmeier, who sent a case of my favorite thing, LaCroix, but limited edition LaCroix. This is seltzer with pineapple and strawberry flavors in it. It's delicious. So thank you.
Oh, wonderful.
You made it into the fridge.
Delightful. All right.
Okay. So Oscar, there's a note
Bill,
in there.
Bill Sniffen.
Oh yeah, he is the guy that works at 10800 Main Street now and arranged for our tour when what we were nice doing
guy.
The pictures. Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's been around. He's been sniffing around.
He has sent what looks to be a sombrero of sorts.
Oh, wait, no, that's not a. Oh my god.
Yeah, because you requested hats.
Yeah, I needed hats. I wanted cool hats. This is more of an ethnic flavor. I'll put it on.
Yeah, please.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh.
All right. Let's throw this guy on. Do you want
That's the
cocaína to the left or to the right?
That brings me great joy.
The marijuana.
It looks so good.
Thank you. You know what? Hats fit so much better.
Yes.
When you don't have any hair.
That's true.
It's so much more comfortable.
Yeah. What is that an embroidered design that's on there?
It's a
woven
thatch hat.
There's colored straw that is woven into the brim.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? You didn't put the string under your chin.
Well, that's too small.
I bet it would work.
It's going to choke me. No, I'm not doing
that. Well, no, because when you're riding your burro, you don't want your hat to fall off.
Rob, I will be your clown, but I will not choke myself.
Well, then you're no clown of mine.
Yes, no clown. Barcode. No expense, sir.
Lovely.
Well, you can't take the tag off. Now he's got the. He's like a Mexican mini Pearl.
Yeah, I can't take the. I have to take the tag off. Okay. Also, just use barcode.
Really seems kind of damaged, doesn't it? Spared no expense.
Mike, this hat is not authentic, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because my father has brought hats like this home from
the
motherland.
The real expensive ones.
Yeah.
These are loosely made.
Those are tourist trap
hats.
Yeah, right? There's a definite south of the border styled hat.
But I will say that they, in a pinch, if I were to walk Santos in the dog park and I wore this, I would not get sunburned. So thank you.
That's lovely. What a lovely hat.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. We'll add this to the collection.
That's incredible. And get it right out to the fans. No, I'm sorry.
thank you.
But thank you. Thank you very much. And let's move on, shall we? We have a new
Welcome
youngest listener, Charlotte Irene Fuzzle.
Oh, nice.
The youngest Fuzzle. Was born on the youngest Fuzzle. Sounds like something you get in a children's bookstore. Charlotte Irene Fuzzle was born on July 16th, 2018. Hopefully my ability to get it and be in the know can be handed down to the next generation. Keep bringing the funny. Sincerely, Alex Fuzzle of Spokane, Washington. Al Fuzzle.
Nice. Al. Big Al. Your Fuzzle
Al
pal.
Fuzzle. Fuzzle. Oh, Alex. Well, maybe he likes to be called Alex. Happy Alex Fuzzle. That's wonderful. And welcome to the world, Charlotte. A happy 31st birthday today to Matthew Matt Ponyboy Bloom. Well, let's bring him in.
What?
Is he running the cameras?
Hey, no, he actually has a microphone he can talk into.
Pony, happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate it.
Any big plans for your birthday today?
No, I'm going to go home and sleep. It was a long night, and you know what? I'm having a
Can you turn your volume up on your talkback all the way?
It is all the way.
Oh, my God. All the way. Much better. We can hear you. Hey, I called Ponine. He's amazing. He's always available on the weekends on Saturday.
Despite his full social schedule.
And
Mike.
I said,
he always gets right back to me when I text him.
This falls into it where he did not answer the back call for about an hour. And I said, well, either he died or he's doing something with his family. Those are the two reasons he does not answer.
Right.
This is true.
He was out with friends celebrating his birthday.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. So you've already celebrated your 35th.
Yeah. We went to a Japanese restaurant in Fairfax called Blue Ocean, and they have the most authentic Japanese food you can get. It's fantastic.
Boy, that sounds cool. Yeah. Blue Ocean. That doesn't sound like your Benihana, your Yokohama.
Also,
I don't know that I would trust. I don't trust a restaurant where they don't throw shrimp in your mouth.
There you go. You are all Leesburg, my friend.
It's interesting that you're really into authentic Japanese food. Oh, let's not go there.
No.
Let's not go there. I'm not on his birthday.
That'll bring up those.
Are you allowed to bring your medication to that restaurant?
No.
Oh.
No, but it's only an hour.
That's right. We'll see.
All right. Come on now, Rob. You don't want his mother texting you.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Hey, maybe I do.
That's wonderful. Honey, did they have an onion volcano?
No volcanoes, Mike. I'm sorry. No,
that's a shame. You don't sit collectively around a table with a bunch of rednecks?
No, I'm afraid not. They just, you just have a bunch of Japanese businessmen getting drunk, and it's a different atmosphere, but a lot of fun.
That's cool, though, Japanese businessmen.
Hey, look, he made the egg look like a chicken. He made an egg look like a chicken.
My memory of Osaka, which was the one in Manassas, was it's a community table.
Yes.
So the very nature of the Japanese steakhouse with the hibachi grill in the middle of the table is to socialize.
Seats about 10, and, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we went on a, Carl and I, and, I took the girls there. We went on a string of about maybe 10 visits to that place where there was silence from the other group there.
Mm.
Where they were simply sitting there staring and just not being shy.
Which does not stand.
Which is always the sign of somebody who's well-bred.
This does not stand when you share a hibachi with the family spiwak, because I will ensure that everyone gets involved.
You mean the people, the strangers at the table as well?
I will introduce myself. Yeah, I will ask questions of them. Oh, but it's so much worth it.
That's too much.
It's worth it.
I like to be silent, and if anybody likes to party on, God bless them.
No, you got to make them be part of the thing. And you know what? I think they were glad I did.
Well, I mean, it's fun if somebody else is running point.
What do you mean?
Like, if someone else at the table wants to put the effort in to say, let's all have a good time, I'm cool with that. I just won't be that guy.
Okay, well, that's what...
That's so if you're at my...
Well, if
you're
however, if you wore that new hat...
Right in my
hat. This letter says, happy birthday to Pony Boy, wishing you the ultimate joy this year. Sweet bites of cake, sugar glider kisses, and hope for a new episode of Aki Sora for you from Dirk Vastra. Oh,
that's very sweet, Dirk.
Nice guy.
Dirk loves everybody on
God
the
bless.
Show.
Mm-hmm.
Dearest podcasters, today I wish to recognize the bravery of my girlfriend, Laura, for you see, she and I are finally moving in together.
Ooh.
After more than 5 years of dating, she's the most talented and lovely person I've ever known, and for some reason, she puts up with me. Soon she'll celebrate her 33rd birthday. That was Jesus' final age, don't you know?
Wow.
Weird.
Thanks for the context.
I love her a lot, and she'll be joining me to witness the TMOS Las Vegas-style resurrection of entertainment this fall. It's a Las Vegas show, not style.
Yeah, come on.
Please join me in wishing Laura the happiest birthday and send her sympathy for having to live with me. Yours in service, Chase Gallagher of Seattle, Washington. Boy, the Washington representative.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Dirk Vastrick is from Spokane. He sent a letter to Pony.
Big
the
time.
First baby born, that was a Spokane. Washington.
That's true.
And now Seattle. Let's move on. Hey, guys, I'm wishing myself a happy birthday. Oh, that's kind of sad.
Mm.
That really is kind of a drag, but that's okay. You know, that's
okay. We've
all
had to do it.
For that.
Gets the job done.
I'm wishing myself a happy birthday.
Myself.
And it was yesterday, since none of my family gets it, but that's not why I brought you here. I have been meaning to share this story with my TMOS family for some time, because you guys do get it. In the late 80s, my mother and I watched Jeopardy every day at 5:30 p.m. A second local TV channel aired the same Jeopardy episode every evening at 7:30 p.m. I already understand.
Yeah, me too.
We would watch the 7:30 airing of Jeopardy with my father And during the show, my mother and I would shout out the answers. I can't even describe how wonderful a relationship you have with your mother if you did that. At the 7:30 with my father, we would shout out the answers that we had learned from watching the 5:30 show. My dad thought we were brilliant. One day in 2008, my dad said to me, "You were always so smart. Remember how good you were at Jeopardy? I finally came clean. But those were some great memories for me. Can I get the traditional happy birthday song from the gang? Thanks for the laughs, Heather from Charlotte, North Carolina." You got a great mom that would
that's
scoop
awesome.
Your dad like that. For Heather, boys, let's sing Heather happy birthday. Heather, Jeopardy.
What is birthday?
And next letter. I would like to wish a happy birthday to the king, Michael William O'Mara. That's Thursday. That's his birthday. Mm-hmm. Actually, he and I share the same birthday. I turned 31 this year, so I'm honored to share the day with the prodigy of the famous Mike O'Mara. All the best to Mama and Papa O'Mara as well. Respectfully, Dan Cortez, Salt Lake City, Utah. A wonderful listener. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do you think he meant prodigy or progeny?
Progeny, probably.
Me too. But I left it as is.
But we know he's a prodigy, so I left
it. Of course, good both
and
ways.
Now, Rob Spiewak writes, this is the letter of the week.
Get ready.
Letter of the week.
Mason Bowles turned 11 yesterday.
Oh.
Thank you.
See, it wasn't bogged down with needless detail.
Happy birthday,
no need for
Mason.
No. No need whatsoever. Next letter. Hello, Mike, Oscar, Rob, Ponyboy, and all the hardworking interns. I wanted to thank you all for doing such a wonderful job. You and the Liquor Barn bring great joy to miserable life. Well, that sounds like something you see on Kung Fu.
Yeah.
You and Liquor Barn bring great joy to miserable life. Special thanks to Oscar for showcasing Adrian a few weeks ago and how pot affects the memory. I live in Washington State. Another Washington!
I know, right?
Whoa.
I live in Washington. Remember when we had the Wide Open Wednesday? We got all calls from Spokane
that
area?
Pacific Northwest.
There's got to be something technical with that. There's got to be, I would think. I live in Washington State and would love to get my legal weed on, but then I think of Adrian and don't want to be that guy in the office.
Oh, man.
Therefore, my liver will continue to suffer because of him. Signed simply, Jeff.
Jeff.
Thank you. Good morning, next letter says, a few days ago, Mike talked about being forced to buy stickers for his trash bags. This is not unique to America. When I lived in Urayasu, Chiba, Japan, I had to buy special trash bags. The trash collection service would only pick up trash placed in the special bags. The bags were less expensive than the stickers Mike has to buy. I paid roughly 10 to 50 cents each, depending on the size, and they were available at any convenience store or supermarket. I live in Tokyo now, and we do not need to use special bags. So I guess it's something particular to that region. Thank you. Have a great day. Longtime listener and bonus show subscriber, Tommy.
Now, do you prefer the idea of bags or stickers?
I actually would like to do it in my fantasy world, just leave it out on the lawn.
Bones
and particles
require and extra effort.
Bones. Yes. Bones everywhere. Bones for days.
Hi, guys. My son Mason turned 11 last Monday. Is that Mason Bowles?
I don't think so. It was a separate letter.
Double 11.
My son Mason turned 11 last Monday. He loves listening to the show, especially Oscar. But last week, he was sitting alone in his room singing, "Oscar is a douchebag."
Whoa. When did that happen?
You know what? I'm noticing it is the same last name, but they arrived as separate letters. That's the thing.
And why is he singing that song?
Rob's scrambling to cover his own.
No. I made a mistake, but they came as separate letters. Glad you called.
Letter of the week is Mason Bowles.
Turned 11.
See that, yes. Right.
And then I get a letter that says my son Mason turned 11.
And I'm looking
at
who
Monday.
It came from. Mike, if this is a separate Mason Bowles, the odds would be astronomical.
No, it's a Mason Bowles.
Gotta
Rob
be,
Bowles of Ringgold, California did send a detailed letter. With that, were you drinking last night?
I drank every night, but not while I was doing the mailbag.
All right, so that's Rob Bowles of Ringgold, Georgia,
and he wanted to hear this jingle, Mike. This is what he wanted to hear.
Oscar is a douchebag.
There it is. Moving right along.
As that was hurtful.
A tuba player
so
in a junior high and high school band in the late 70s and early 80s, I was taught by bearded gentlemen who became music teachers only because they were failed musicians. I say this as a current failed musician slash teacher. Anyway, on days when we weren't rehearsing, they would try to teach us about good music by playing us some of their hip, cool records, which would invariably end up being blood, sweat, and tears. That being said, I would like to note that Spinning Wheel is not necessarily a drug song, as Mike suggested, but rather an attempt to make a ride on a carousel sound interesting. Think about it. Riding a painted pony, going up and coming down on a spinning wheel. The woodwind section even plays a calliope-like coda at the end of the song. Now, were they high as S when they wrote it? Maybe. But it's definitely not one of your classic White Rabbit stoner tunes solely about drug use. Not a sermon, just a thought. Joey Pearson's of Hollywood, California. Mm.
Makes sense. So, I never thought of it about being about a merry-go-round.
Do you have a spinning wheel? Do you have?
I can grab it. Yeah, real quick. Hold on.
No, that's all right if you don't have it ready. Mike et al. This is the next letter that we have here. This spring, I registered for my first Olympic distance triathlon. 1 mile open water swim, 27-mile bicycle race, 6.1-mile run. Ow. Man, that's a buster right there. The entry form asked me to include a personal fun fact for the announcer to read during the race. The event took place last weekend in Williamsburg, and as I crossed the finish line, I heard this booming over the main PA system. Quote, "Congratulations to Ethan Osborne. Ethan lives in Northern Virginia and is frequently mistaken for Stephen Hawking's less intelligent brother, Oscar. Thanks for everything, guys. Ethan. P.S. My performance enhancing drug of choice is pure TMOS, which I liberally apply all over my body before every race." That's
Hasty.
Wonderful.
Nice, congrats.
And now we can start the show, Rob. Go ahead. Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Don't you know what this is?
My gum, it's gum.
Wrong. It's the most amazing, fabulous, sensational gum in the whole world.
What's so fab about it?
Right,
this
Willie.
Little piece of gum is a three-course dinner.
Bull.
No, roast beef, but I haven't got it quite right yet.
I don't care.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. No. I really wouldn't.
So long as it's gum, then that's for me.
Violet, now don't you do anything stupid.
What's it taste like? Fabulous. It's tomato soup. It's hot and creamy. I can actually feel it running down my throat.
Stop. Don't.
Why doesn't she listen to Mr. Wonka?
Because, Charlie, she's a nitwit.
This sure is great soup. Hey, the second course is coming up. Roast beef and a baked potato. Mmm.
With sour cream? What's for dessert, baby?
Dessert? Here it comes. Blueberry pie and cream. It's the most marvelous blueberry pie I've ever tasted.
Holy Toledo, what's happening to your face?
Cool it, Dad. Let me finish.
Yeah, but your face is turning blue. Violet, you're turning violet, Violet.
What are you talking about?
I told you I hadn't got it quite right yet.
You can say that again. Look what it's done to my kid.
It always goes wrong when we come to the dessert. Always.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. And if you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag that we just did for you and our wide open Wednesday. We'll do that tomorrow. Phone calls. It's an interactive experience and we love our audience participation. So please let us hear from you all over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Blue Apron. Try this idea on for size. Skip meal planning. That's the boring part. And get straight to cooking, the fun part with Blue Apron. It's real simple. They send a big box. It lands on your front doorstep. and you just open it, and the rest is up to you, but you're guided through it with incredible meals from Blue Apron. Blue Apron is the best. Dinner tastes better while you enjoy warm weather and perfect grill marks. With incredible ingredients and chef-designed recipes, Blue Apron lets you see the power of what food can do. Mrs. O'Mara loves it. I love it. You're going to love it. It's so easy, and especially if you're somebody that's maybe trying to do your own cooking for the first time. They walk you right through it with the recipes, and it's simple. They deliver fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients and step-by-step instructions right to your door for amazing meals, all in under 45 minutes, so you can make these meals quickly, too. How about some honey chipotle glazed chicken with poblano and lime rice? Mm. It's amazing on the grill. Or sweet chili beef and vegetable stir-fry with garlic rice. Plus, Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones. So check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free at blueapron.com/TMOS. That's blueapron.com/TMOS to get three meals free. Blue Apron is a better way to cook, ladies and gentlemen. Well, yesterday, exercise was the name of the day as the O'Mara family ventured out into the streets of Maine and went on a family, I mean three of us, a family bike ride.
Oh, wow.
A tandem bike with a seat for all three of you?
No. A bicycle built for three.
Yeah.
No, three of us on bikes.
That's cool, though.
About a six-mile jaunt that we did, and it was big fun for the whole family. We had the little guy on his bike, which, by the way, when we attempted to do this the other night, he threw himself a pedal.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And we contacted the local retailer in Ellsworth, and they took it back. And
did they?
Oh, wow.
We got him a new one for the same price, which was a Spider-Man bike.
Did they swap it out?
Coincides with his birthday.
Swap? Yeah. That's good. That's good that they did that. They honored that.
It was delightful. It was really, really wonderful. And he's a sweet kid. And then we went out yesterday.
His training wheels are off, right? I mean, he's a bike rider now.
Yeah. This child, within easily a week, 1 week, was on a two-wheeler, and by the end of the second week, he's riding, and now we take him out on the street with us. He's not even 5 years old yet.
Perfect.
So it's special. Now, Daddy takes lead, because Daddy, when he gets up ahead of steam, does not want to dawdle,
to
linger longer, and then Mama takes the rear. Mama got a bicycle this week herself, because she was driving home, and out on the street was a sign that said, free bike. And she actually stopped the car, drove back to me and said, get the groceries out of the back. I said, what's going on? Just get the groceries
out of the back now.
It's an emergency.
And I'm pulling the bike. What? There's a free bike and someone else is going to take it. It looks really good. And I said, oh, really? So, yes. I said,
what made it look really good? What was its key selling feature?
When she drove it into the driveway, I have no effing clue what made it look really good, because it didn't look really good. But I got the groceries out,
right?
And so she goes, okay, you can go get it now. I said, I'm not going to go get it.
I'm not going to be the free bike guy.
First of all, I don't know what yard it's in. And secondly, I don't want to be poaching someone's yard. I'm not doing that. Okay?
There's something to be said about
hard times, but they're not that hard yet. Come on.
Family driving by and being like, oh, there's Mike.
Yeah, there he is. Yeah. There's the disc jockey.
Free bike.
Yeah.
It's a big sign that underneath the big sign that says free bike. And that, you know, that'd be right when my cousin Billy would drive by and I'd be like,
but you know, I have to say this. They've got it together better than they do when you lived in Manassas, where if you just left a bike out on the curb, it was taken, sign or no sign.
I mean, you could leave anything out there.
Oh, it'd become like part of a fence.
Yeah.
I think there might have been a desk or something like that, you know, where it's like a, Carla, put that desk that we had in the girls' room out on the street. Yeah, I'll put it out right now. Well, somebody just took it. So she brings the bike back, and I look, and it's pretty. It's like a light blue, kind of a sky blue, kind of a chicky bike.
Yeah.
And by the way, I bought a used bike from the bike store over in Bar Harbor.
Schwinn?
And I bought a chicky bike. It doesn't have the bar going across.
Oh, okay.
It's easier for me to get my frame on this bike, and it's the size was right. And so she got this bike, and it was
how big is the
covered
basket on it?
The basket?
Yeah, because you have to put Toto in the basket, Mrs. Gulch.
No, this was a multi-speed bike.
Oh, was it?
It had like 20 speeds
on it. Oh, okay, all right.
And I forgot what it was called. I think at one point, maybe in the 90s, it was a
brand,
a top line. But I don't know. It's obviously been left outside because it's got corrosion all over.
Yeah.
And so that's when Daddy went to town. I went back because I tried a lot of fat man seats on my bicycle.
Right.
Before I got the right one that contoured to my ass just the way I love it. And so I went and I took it into my little Willy Wonka workshop. And I went to the store and I bought a chrome rust remover, which was, I didn't know they had that stuff.
Because you teased that because remember Michael was whining that he didn't want to buy chrome polish.
I don't want to buy chrome polish.
Yeah.
You're not involved in the decision process.
Is it Rust-Oleum?
That's a paint. No. That's a spray paint. Oh, this paint. Is more of a polish or a compound, I bet.
This was actually pretty good stuff. This was a little goo that you put on there. But the goo itself wasn't cutting it. So what I did was I got the goo. I got a wire brush, and then I got a sanding, one of those little styrofoam sanding blocks that you can buy. Mm-hmm. And I went to town, and man, I said, why don't you come that evening, like later that evening, I had it in the garage. I said, we'd like to come out and see your new bicycle. And she said, what's with the seat? And it had my seat on it. And this seat, you could, if your aircraft was small enough, you might be able to land it on the seat that I put on. But she loves it because it's comfortable.
Yeah, sure, it's a comfy seat.
Carla doesn't have the kind of seat that requires a large seat, but I'd purchased two of them, and I had an extra seat lying around.
Face
and
not.
The one that she got off the used bike had a tear in it, so I put the... Excuse me. I put the new Fat Man seat on there, which was really,
which is cozy.
Really,
and then you went, very nice. And then you, those nice. Were the bikes you took on your bike ride.
There we go, going up, up, up. Oh no, that's Pee Wee.
It's Pee Wee.
You'll be sorry, Pee Wee Herman. And then it was. I'm driving my bike. I'm riding my bike furiously down the street. There I am.
Good morning, this is Carla. Spec! Spec!
You want to go for a bike ride now, Carla? Let's go for a bike ride now. Michael's got a Spider-Man bike. Yes, it's wonderful. I'm going to eat my cereal with my big spoon.
Mr. G cereal.
Good morning, Mr. Man.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Stop that. That's horrible. You know, what's going
everybody
on?
Likes to do. And by the way, that's an impression. If you want to add the impression that most people have approached me over the years and said, hey, I do impressions too. I do Pee Wee Herman. I really want to leave the state because it's not a hard impression. To
no,
do,
it's a really, go-to for many folks.
So it's wonderful. So we went out there and it was healthy and I was very, very satisfied because last night was our little get together with the family. And because I compensate for my insecurities after being healthy at about 6:30, the health kind of went out the window because there were a number of smiling Irish bastards consumed. And,
oh, I thought you were referring to your family.
If you want to look at the way that my family will have, you have one family member sipping a glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Another family member, that wine seems to be the beverage, and sipping a lovely glass of wine. Then another friend of the family having a bottle of water. Then the other family going, I'm going to sip a bottle of wine. And then I bring beer.
Yeah,
and I think at one point I asked they will all go nameless. I asked a family or friend, said, "Would you like a smiling Irish bastard?"
Yeah, a little
and
fun.
They said, "No, I'm having wine."
Oh.
Ass. And
so your
said,
reputation
well,
precedes you when you go to an event like that.
Well, I mean, it's just me. I mean, it's me, and I was sitting at the picnic table with everybody, so that was cool. But
yeah,
we had all sip, and then I go
pat him.
I have the same issue with my fam. I will sit there and I will try to time out when they're either buzzed enough or tired enough to go to bed.
Right.
Where at that point I break free from whatever norms they have going on. Where
right.
I look at my brother-in-law Costa and I say, "Hey, I know you have whiskey in the bar. I'm gonna go now and get some." And he gave me the thumbs up.
Yeah,
because he knows that I'm trying to hide my alcohol.
I'm not the only one in
my
family, but I do know when we have our Christmas get together, usually the day after Christmas, where everybody comes. I've got a great cousin, Steven, who will pull me aside. He says, "I know Dad has a cooler of beer, but you really want some Makers, right?" I said, "Yes." And he hicks me up there. But the best thing was the 4th of July. My cousin Laura, who also has a noted thirst, was drinking bottled water on the 4th of July. Five people that day, individual of each other, figured out she was with child before they announced, because it was so out of character for not to be drinking wine. They said, "Are you pregnant?" And she said, "Well, yeah, we weren't going to tell anybody, but yeah." But everyone figured out.
Drinking water. She could be like Amy Adams in that new show, Sharp Objects, where she transfers her Smirnoff or her Absolut and she puts it in the smart water bottle. And then she's just swilling all day long. That's another Whisper show, but I watch them. I watch the Whisper shows because the dialogue, I will sit there, Carla will enjoy the show, I will sit there not understanding anything they're saying.
That should be a category on Netflix, like now trending new situation comedies, Whisper shows.
It's a very interesting show. It's about a woman who goes back as a reporter and goes back to this hometown where there's this series of child murders, and she's investigating them, and she's got issues. She has issues,
big issues,
a mile long.
Wow.
And have you looked into it?
So my wife watches it, and I usually fall asleep because I have responsibilities.
Sure.
And she...
It's brand new.
So the second episode's out now, right? Mm-hmm. So I've heard pieces of the show... Where to the point that I need to go watch both episodes to catch up.
Oh, because you've got just sucked in that enough.
Yeah, and I just...
You know what? I'll save you the time.
Yes.
You don't need to.
You don't need to?
I would tell you if I thought you needed to.
He's really into it.
The only thing you need to know is... well, turn the radios down. I know they're...
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler
alert. Spoil it for me, please.
She's a cutter.
Sharp Objects.
That's her thing because she's got such a weird childhood, and that's why she drinks, and she's obviously had a childhood trauma. I believe her sister was killed, so that's the big deal. But it's an interesting show, but the dialogue is the extent of I'm gonna do an imitation of the audio mix of Sharper Objects, all right? And I will do the dialogue, and then a door will open.
Okay
because they like to get their sounds. Okay. So this is how it goes.
What's at the door? Let's see. I think you need to leave now. Okay.
And it's a normal sized door, right?
Yes. I will.
Please tell me if I'm not
incorrect. I'll catch up. Absolutely.
Right. Please tell me if I'm not incorrect with that. And then the heavy, overburdened, bassy soundtrack that we have with that. But it's still Amy Adams. It's still talent. Mm-hmm. And I like watching it. So if you want to check out Sharp Objects,
cool.
You know, you'll check that out.
So boom, bam.
Yeah, that's it.
Now,
that's
for the bike, I didn't. The idea of a used bike is also not just the rust, it's the mechanical part
of safety,
it.
Too.
I sprayed some gunk out, some anti-gunk. I'm all over this.
Okay.
By the way.
Yeah, because it seems to me that you know enough about
some
this.
Gunk stuff, and then I've got some grease. It's rusted. I actually put some grease on the wheels as well. I haven't applied that yet, but I put the gunk out on, and it seems to be running okay. I mean, we did almost 7 miles yesterday, so that's it. And then, by the way, one of the friends of the family was there like that, and he's a cyclist, and you know, and he got me. He so got me at the end of the evening. This is a friend of mine. He's a funny guy. And I said, yeah, we did 7 miles. And he went, oh, 7 miles? Wow. I said, okay. I know you do 33 miles a day. You know, and I'm pissed, though, at that because I was excited that I had done
sure,
that.
Sure, yes.
You know, I got an idea for you, Phil. That'll be his alias.
Okay, Phil.
Hey, Phil, I got an idea for you. Why don't you come out and we'll play one of the local golf courses and we'll see how many strokes I beat you. He goes, oh, that's a sport for old men.
Oh, wow.
He sounds
and then
fun.
I hit him over the head with a wine bottle and went on. It was terrific. Another great night in Maine. Great night in depressing Maine. Beautiful, scenic, lobsters, wonderful, vacation land, depressing Maine. We will take a break, and when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show. Thank you.
Do you like the Mike O'Meara bonus show? I've been a big fan of the regular show ever since it was on Terrestrial. But I think the bonus show is the group's undisputed masterpiece.
I agree.
It's an epic meditation on intangibility. At the same time, it deepens and enriches the meaning of the regular show. Listen to the brilliant ensemble playing of O'Meara, Spiewak, and Santana. The show is extremely uplifting. It's as positive and affirmative as anything I've heard in a podcast. The TMOS bonus show. Don't just stare at it, buy it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Nowadays, you get everything on demand, TV, car rides, food, even our podcast. You listen to us whenever it's convenient for you. So why are you still going to the post office when you can get postage on demand with Stamps.com? With Stamps.com, you can do everything you do at the post office right from your desk 24/7 when it's convenient for you. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your own computer and printer, and your mailman picks it up. No lines, no parking hassles, just click, print, mail, and you're done. It couldn't be easier, and you can create a Stamps.com account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. We've used Stamps.com since the start of the podcast. Yeah. I sound like the grease man.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, we really have used it since the start of the podcast. It saves time, hassle, and money. Right now, use the TMOS code for a special offer that includes up to $55 free postage and a digital scale and a four-week trial. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and enter TMOS. You'll wonder how you got along without it. But, you know, I was proud of the fact that I'm at least I'm moving again and I'm doing something. And
you should also be proud you're able to get the whole family together to do it at the same time. That's huge.
It's nice. And then, as I said, it went south after all the friends and family because I might have done a little. And then Carla says, Carla's new thing is we're going to be the first to split, which I think is really, really good.
Good
for
plan.
Me. It's good to get out of there. Yeah, people leave within minutes after that. But it's really, now, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing at that?
You all are the best because you fall in love with a space or a place or a city or whatever it may be. And then all you do is plan on how you're going to exit it for months in advance. I know.
Well, this is not months, though. This is really more just a strategy that we don't want to be the stragglers.
That's not part of your makeup. You are a stick around type of guy most times.
I thought it was September, Maine.
Yeah.
We're not talking about leaving. We're talking about the event we were at.
The event last night.
Okay, I thought you meant the entire state.
When my sister had people over after she took me out for my birthday, we were the first to leave, too.
And then
I said, when did everybody roll? Oh, about 15 minutes later. See, that's perfect.
Leave on a high note.
You set a trend.
Leave on a high note.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to be the last.
Nobody ever wants to be the last.
Right.
I've got that image, you know, that I'm the guy, because I am the guy.
You linger.
I mean, I really. If you're, you know, if, all right, if beers were cookies, and everybody had a cookie and a half, I'd have six cookies.
Yes.
That's kind of...
Mike, we all need to compensate, and we all do in our own way.
Mm-hmm. If I'm... Mrs. O'Mara is also experiencing these insecurities.
Yeah, well, if I'm anywhere that I need to be respected, I will leave early. I will leave a party early. I will leave... for example, Dominic Foxworth has, once in a while, a big to-do at his house, right? Mm-hmm. And it is probably, as far as social outlets... It could be friends, it could be professionals, it could be anything. I just know with an open bar, I don't need to be there past 11:30.
Because you and I suffer from the same.
And yes. Maybe 11.
Well, I mean, if there are people still raging,
I still need
to leave.
Yeah.
I need to leave like I have a toddler and a babysitter waiting at home.
Yeah.
That's how I need to leave because I know what happens. For better or worse, eventually someone's going to be like, why don't we take a shot? Because that's what happens.
That's where it goes.
Right?
That's where it heads.
And then it's Foxworth walking by because he does not drink and he does not do drugs and never has in his life, walking by and hopefully seeing a friend just saying, oh, he's enjoying his evening, or B, hey, that guy's 40. When will he stop doing shots?
Right.
Right. Because you get to judge people when you're the sober one.
Well, you and I both suffer from, DUI CDA.
What's that?
Which is, it's a long-term condition. And that's
DUI CDA?
Yeah, DUI CDA, drink until you can't drink anymore.
And when it's free, it's like you're on a cruise.
They're expecting it of you.
You and I have paid for them and done the same thing.
Where
we go until we can't go anymore. And even in the context of leaving early, I still think people are observing me because they're sipping their one glass of wine that they may have for the evening. And if you're listening to my seat, you're hearing...
Oh, the pace.
Yeah.
I'm rocking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and let me ask you, I got to ask a question, because you and I, when we drink together, we match each other drink for drink. Mm. Don't you feel that like the first three beers, as a rule, don't count?
No, I don't. I don't think they count at all.
I think it's just something to do. That's the first. That's your baseline.
Oh, you're just having a conversation.
Yeah, that's like you're two quarts low in your oil. It's like you've got to get between the two lines on your dipstick.
You're being
ain't
social.
Really drinking if you don't get to the warm zone.
That's right. You know, got to feel it, Daddy-O. Got to feel it.
So, Carla gets me out of there last night, and I was fine.
I don't want to go.
We got a babysitter, babysitter up here, a kid that's going into college, and he wanted to make a little extra money. Mm-hmm. He was a great kid, and his parents were here.
Oh, good.
Which is so it was a perfect like indoctrination mm-hmm. to babysitting, where we just wanted some eyes on him because you know there's some rapids right there next to the river, not the river, but it's Tidal Falls, and that's what we're doing. And he's supervising, so we're socializing. But then Carla gets me out of the joint by going, "Well, I think we need to go." It's always when there's a quiet moment between the two of us. Yes. She'll look at me and she says, "I think we need to go, and we can have a nightcap at home."
No time.
Okay, we're out of there. And so we get home. And then
did she lead you out of the party by holding a beer, but just keeping it slightly out of your reach?
No, I'm ready. I haven't had that many beers where it's problematic. We wrangle my son. We pay the babysitter. We head out. That's after the guy makes the joke about me riding 7 miles. Ooh, 7 miles. That was the last part of it. And mm-hmm. I thought it was funny. When you really bust my balls well, I get closer.
You're in the
to
respect.
You.
Accepted.
Yes. I love it. And so we leave. And then we do sit down at home. We put the little guy down. He's whining because it's 8:30, quarter of nine. And then we sit down, and Carla immediately takes like two sips and goes up to bed. And I'm sitting down there watching what was a very interesting reality television show. It's called The Presidency last night. And I'm watching this, and I'm having my
beer. That show is on all the time.
Oh, it was one of the best episodes.
So much content. Yesterday was a great day for it. Good cliffhanger.
Everybody was going nuts. And so I'm doing that, and then my inhibitions, because it's been a relatively long evening and it's a Monday and I don't do this nearly as much as I used to. And the beer sucks the inhibitions out of me. And I put the beer in the trash can and I begin to forage for food, which is just at this point, nothing has been eaten yet, but I'm already out of control because I am going to seek out the worst thing I could possibly find to put in my body. And I
get the honey, Junior. Get the honey.
I really don't know yet if Mrs. O'Malley realizes what I did. And I'm confessing it on this show.
It's good.
Because it is so embarrassing that I need to purge it. I have to say it to you guys and to our listeners.
Good for the
soul.
Otherwise,
I will be living with this. She bought a box. It's really not a box. It's more like a package of Fig Newtons, but they're not Fig Newtons. They're Strawberry Newtons.
Strawberry Newtons.
And they're little. They're smaller. But and there were maybe four of them that had been consumed by the little guy at lunch for a couple of days.
Right.
And I went to the refrigerator and I didn't get the almond milk. I got his milk. His 1%. I poured a small little cocktail glass of that milk so that I can sip, eat. And I ate the rest of the box of Strawberry Newtons.
Ooh.
I woke up at 5 a.m., went downstairs, because I realized that after the Strawberry Newtons and the too much evening hit me, within about 15 minutes, I was sitting in front of CNN just going, and I managed to get myself upstairs, but I did. And when I woke up at 5 o'clock, I said, "Oh my God, there's evidence.
Evidence!
There's there's a problem."
Yeah. So, I've got a problem. I'm aware that look, if I had the money, I'd have somebody living next door in the garage that would know you're not going to. "Good morning, Mike. What are we planning for breakfast this morning?" Carla does her best, but God love her. She can't watch me and supervise me 24/7.
No,
and when she's around, when she's not around, it gets to be a bit of a problem.
The only problem is that you felt the need to hide the evidence. I think if you just, sometimes you gotta veer off course to get back on course.
Didn't want to start my day with, did you eat Michael's Strawberry Newton? She's probably hearing me right now. I think she's still in the house.
Right.
I think she's still in the house. Are you in the house? No. Anyway, so I ate the Strawberry Newtons and I'm not proud of it. It was, I mean, we're talking a lot of Strawberry Newtons.
What
you
if?
You see the package we're talking about.
I know
we're
the package you mean. Yeah.
Two or three like Rose. Strips of them, okay?
What if you got down to the kitchen before Carla this morning, which I think you do most mornings, right?
Yeah, well, no, I usually
he's
going to
realize
stay,
it regardless.
But no, but what she does is he goes down there, and then when you realize she's up, you go, "We've been robbed!"
Just Fig Newtons.
Just the Newton thief.
No, many mornings that I'm doing the show, I will shower and come in here and stay up here
okay.
on the second level because
you're hiding
steps. But anyway, you know, so I, and when you're loaded up with strawberry Newtons,
sure.
you know, but it was, so between the preservatives and the strawberry Newtons and the evening that I had, but that was it. That was the
do
cheap,
you wake
that
up,
was a good enough cheap.
Do you yeah. wake up? Because there's a lot,
horrible.
There's a lot going on, and you're
thank
self-aware.
God for a new client that I can't talk about yet, but that otherwise I'd be in rough yeah, shape today.
They're you're magical.
You are self-aware to people do this rough math once in a while, where they're like, "Man, he's like that big." He'd have a proclamation, a decree on the program where he got these two new hip. He's gonna be working out all the time. Life's mm-hmm. gonna change in Maine. Right. He's gonna shed that weight for the right. live show in Vegas.
Right. Right.
We are halfway through your. Trip, your stay in Maine, and if anything, you've gone in the wrong direction. And do you ever do that math and say, "Wow, like I make a handful of bold statements. I've had multiple surgeries. I should be ready to go. This car is tuned to move.
Right,
yeah. right. Mm-mm. What type of fuel do we need to get you to get moving?
I need a handler. But she's doing a great job. But I just the reason I'm confessing this is because I'm not proud of it.
No, you want to be. You want to shame yourself.
How about that college kid? Can he be your handler, the babysitter?
No.
He'd do it for like $10 a day.
No, he's. I do this because I don't want to do it again. And the inhibitions were down because
of the beer.
I had enough of the smiling Irish to not.
Oh, that's
care.
When you completely break.
And, yeah, and but I'd be lying if I said that was the only misstep that I've made in the last 2 weeks. You know, we had a bit of a week last week.
Yeah, right. Oh, it was a tough yeah. week. Yeah, mm-hmm.
I stress ate last week, like through the entire week. I truly did. And so she is, Carla was all ramped up and now she's backed off of it a little bit because she understands that it's futile or it seems futile. And so I am not proud of any of this. And I know, believe me, when I do a segment like this on the
yes.
show, I get the email, which is, "Mike, I heard what you were doing. I'm really worried." Well, lick it. I understand. Fat people know they're fat.
Yes, we do.
Okay?
We do.
We're gonna have Louis Anderson on the show, I think, tomorrow.
Yes,
right?
sir. Yes.
We could talk to Louis about weight. It's something. Mm-hmm. It's the never-ending battle. Mm-hmm. It's the continual battle. And in my own mind, when the smiling Irish is the fact that I had been very active yesterday, very physically active, because I not only did the bicycling, but
right.
I hauled boats out of water, and I was very physically
man's
active
man.
Yesterday.
Yes.
I was doing manly work, and I was taking chrome off and very physical, and then walking up steps. But anyway, it's I'm not proud of my behavior. That's why I'm shaming myself right now. That's all.
And
that's,
I think a
valid.
Lot of people
it's
can
good,
relate
good
to this.
You can do. You can do that.
I mm-hmm. this look. This is one step away for me as a friend. I'm telling you this.
Yes.
From you getting the gastric sleeve or bypass surgery, and then coming in here, have lost all that weight, and then a
yes.
year later, this is the path mm-hmm. we're going on. You're mm-hmm. about to bust the actual sleeve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do people do that sometimes?
It happens.
Oh, all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, so people will get the surgery.
Break the sleeve? Oh.
Yeah, you abuse
like,
it.
Isn't that when they remove half of their stomach or something like that?
You're yeah. left with the stomach the size of an egg. It worked for Al Roker. Al Roker stuck to it.
Did it really work for Al Roker?
Well, no, because his head was still big and fat, but his body was slim.
Didn't Chris Christie have that surgery and it didn't
supposedly,
work out?
Supposedly. It didn't work out for him.
Yeah, I think because, you yeah. know, and I always feel bad that I predicted he would be president. I thought he was going to lose weight and be president. I really did.
You know what has to be modified? I don't think any of that stuff down there does. I think up here, the inner government.
Yeah,
the
I agree.
Old noggin. Mm-hmm. That's what you have to fix.
Yeah.
And you're still doing well, right?
Yeah, doing okay. Continuing? Yeah, I'm trying. I'm doing what you can.
Did you have a bad week last week?
Yeah, when you when you're on vacation.
Please tell me you had some stress eating.
Of course, of course. God and you know what? There's still Jello shots in my house. I can't yeah. bring myself to throw them away.
A waste.
Did you have any outside of the party? Have you had any outside of the party?
Might have had a few last night.
Okay, good. That makes
that
me
sounds
feel
like
better.
Fun at least. That's refreshing on a hot
they
day.
They are delicious. Yeah. They yeah. really are good.
Yeah, wish you could mail them. Anyway, let's take a break. And,
they arrived rather runny.
One last note on my evening of social activity that I want to share with you boys is I'd love a strategy for this.
Okay.
Probably ignoring it is the best strategy, but something pissed me off last night, and that seems to be the theme of this show. This segment of the program brought to you by Strawberry Newtons. We'll be right back.
You can talk about the pit.
You can buy a lot of neat things through Amazon. Barber clippers, barber shears, barber aprons, barber chairs, the movie Barbershop on DVD, talcum powder, scalp conditioner, combs, that blue liquid stuff for disinfecting combs, hair gel, hair tonic, shampoo. Well, you get the point. The best way to shop through Amazon is through the box at the top of MikeOmaraShow.com. Because when you do, the guys get a little taste of the action. So get busy and get shopping today. And remember, when you buy something, say something. Thank ye.
That commercial brought to you from the Amato Advertising Agency. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you have refi on your mind,
woo,
woo. Listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. Rates continue to rise, and the Fed has announced 5 more rate hikes in the next 2 years. You got to lock in now while rates are still super low, and you can get cash out for any reason. Debt consolidation, a divorce buyout.
Oh.
Eliminating PMI, home improvement, a smart new wardrobe, a gastric sleeve. Cornerstone First Financial is a direct lender with their own money and the ability to meet any competitor's estimate. You see, Cornerstone has a certain amount that they have to clear off their warehouse each month. And they do this by offering the absolute lowest rates, whether it's a purchase, refi, or debt consolidation. Plus, you can get pre-approved before you work with an agent, so you know what you qualify for, just like so many TMOS listeners have done before you. I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. Click their banner ad on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait! Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. There is a move up here, socially.
Yes.
And I'm probably more aware of it up here, but it happens anywhere, and everybody's probably at one time or another been the victim of it.
Okay.
And I call it, let me see, I wrote it down here. I call it hijacking a conversation.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Have you guys, I'm sure you have been in social situations where you're talking to someone, maybe you know them well, maybe you don't know them well. And somebody walks in and begins to talk to them.
Yes.
Like, I'll be saying, yes, that's wonderful. So how's everything going? Well, oh, hello, Peter. How are you? And someone comes in. This person did this to us where they came over the back. I was standing with my wife. She was conversing with this lady. And another person came over literally in back, put their arm around her, another woman, and said, how have you been? And then, boom. The conversation with my wife and I and this woman was over. It was done. It was there. And the only way that I can see that you would call somebody on that would be to stop and go, excuse me, we were having a conversation.
Yes.
And if you do that, you're insta-dick, and you make a bit of a scene causing the person you are conversing with to be uncomfortable, and of course causing the person who came into the conversation to hate you for the rest of your
life. Oh, yeah.
Well, you could go a little more passive-aggressive and when they come in and just say, oh, I guess we were done talking. You could try
just, that's just worse. As a-holy,
that's
isn't
worse.
It?
Yeah, actually, now that I hear it. there he is again.
This is not the solution, but is the onus on the person who was engaged with to say, hi, like quick hug, smooch.
You know what? You ready for my insecurity? That would happen if I did it. If I did it, the person that was like, excuse me, I'm talking to this person. You know, but I don't think the owner, because why would the person who's getting a really nice greeting from somebody turn around and do that? It just,
The person that's being greeted should respect your feelings. Yeah, and so the fact if we were talking.
This has actually happened to me where in the middle of a conversation, and this probably, Mike, you probably don't realize this, but it probably happens to you at appearances where you're engaging with someone says hello because they want to say hello. And then you briefly say, I'll catch up with you in just a second. Mm-hmm. I'm just in the middle of the conversation with so-and-so.
Yeah.
Well, I handled it in a very unique way. Because, you know, in normal circumstances, this was so over the top and so egregious that it happens. It happens to people. If you're one of these people that do that, when someone else is engaged in conversation, it's not even really, in my opinion, okay to go up and stand there. Like here I am, I need to talk to you. It's really best to keep an eye on that person, find the open socially, and then walk up and do that. But here's what I did. This is pretty unique, and I think it worked, because I didn't insult anybody. I didn't use nasty words to anybody. So this person came over the top, put their arm around this woman, and I said, excuse me just a minute, and I pushed the woman to the side, and then I stomped on the woman's foot. I think I drew blood out. I think the toes burst.
Were you wearing your golf shoes?
Son of a bitch. stupid bitch. It was terrible. And you're not even supposed to use the B word.
At least that wasn't passive aggressive.
I didn't say the B word. I just went, oh, I'm sorry. And everybody, here's the strange thing. Everybody knew it was obvious, even though I pretend to be an ick. I said, I'm sorry. I saw an ant by her foot.
Ah. And you don't want a fire ant to bite her.
You were protecting her.
That's what I did.
If you would have stomped, let's say this did happen.
Right.
Would anybody at the party be surprised by your reaction?
No, they'd all say, hey, there he is. He always does stuff like that.
Typical Mike.
Because he sucks and we all hate him. And we hope he never comes to another party again forever. Because we're better than he is. He's inadequate. And he's got that hot young wife. And we hate her, too. And we never want them around. And we wish they were dead. Yeah, they're the inner thoughts.
How's your summer been?
It's been great. I mean, I've never been happier.
Is this technically your third or second summer up there?
Third.
Third, okay.
Or is it your third, Mike, or is it your last?
No, technically, it's like my 50th.
No, but I'm just saying.
Want to be technical? It's like my whole goddamn life.
Because this is the first of all your summers that you have said, man, this place is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're getting along. We're doing fine.
Yes. Just fine?
Yeah, I have to do news now. Okay. But to be continued. We're not even halfway there yet.
That's the worst part.
All-Star game this week. Okay?
Yeah, in D.C.
We've
got the
halfway point.
Mike, All-Star fever in D.C. I wish you were here.
Is that where they're having it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I should pay attention to that. I'm sorry. They're watching the world fall apart. We'll take a break, and I'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, it's Maddie, and welcome back to Maddie's Guilty Pleasures.
Hi, is this Guilty Pleasures?
It is, but we don't usually take calls. The best way to contact us is at pleasure@mikeomarashow.com so we could talk about your guilty pleasure on the show. Do you have a guilty pleasure you want to air out?
It's less of a guilty pleasure. It's more of an obsession.
Tell us about it.
It's something I just can't stop doing.
And who are you?
It's Adam Airman. My obsession is getting you a great deal.
Great deal.
Great deal.
On a brand new fan.
From SoFan Washington
to San Francisco.
Remember that there's only one person you can call to handle all your fan needs.
Dan, the Fan Man.
You can always call us at 1-FAN-DTFM.
What the f*** was that?
Oh my god, that's a great promo. My favorite was the end. Maddie caught me by surprise.
The best part about doing that promo is that to get the phone sound, we actually made Dan go outside and scream into his cell phone on the streets of DC.
That's so funny.
And although I didn't need it, I said, Dan, I think we need one more take.
I love that. That had all the elements. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Amazon Prime Day, is it happening right now?
Yes, we're in the thick of it.
It's happening.
It's like Christmas in July. It's the Black Friday of internet shopping, and today is the day. From now until midnight, Amazon has deals that will blow your mind.
Man, man.
Just make sure you access Amazon.com through the TMOS website. Prime Day is an annual deals event just for Prime members, and the savings are tremendous. You'll find hundreds of thousands of awesome deals with new deals starting as often as every 5 minutes. That's incredible. And special offers across everything included with Prime, from music and video to reading and voice shopping. Shop all day. Check it out now and be part of the bargains while you support TMOS. Amazon really does have everything. Remember, the only way that you can ensure that we get credit for your purchase is to access Amazon through our website. Click the big banner on the homepage. It costs you nothing but means the world to us. And thank you. Thank you very much,
hey,
everybody.
News!
Boo! Forbes magazine released its Celebrity 100 list of the highest paid entertainers. Any guesses as to who tops the list? Rob's probably already looked at it.
Is Regis there?
No, Regis is no longer
there.
Oh,
that's sad, right?
Justin Bieber, though he's in love. He spent a lot of money on that rock.
It's Floyd Mayweather.
Oh,
really?
Floyd Mayweather Jr. is on top after pulling down $285 million over the past year.
Mm.
All but $10 million of that came from his fight with Conor McGregor. Can you believe that? Man, almost worth getting your crap beat Dottie. You know, yeah.
And your reputation your legacy. He put it all on the line, so the dollars are there.
Yeah, but what a great year.
McGregor finished 12th with $99 million. So Colin McGregor, the Conor McGregor, the loser at the time. George Clooney came in second with $239 million thanks to the sale of his Casamigos tequila brand.
Oh, I know he had a tequila brand. I didn't know he sold it, though. That's great.
That's the biggest payday for any actor in the history of the Celebrity 100.
He has enough money to replace that scooter.
My God, he's Clooney, right?
Yeah. I mean,
he's not only the Mr. Actor, cool guy, lives over in Italy, but he sells, he goes into a side business and makes $239 million out of that.
Yeah.
Jesus. Near billionaire, this is going to make you sad, Kylie Jenner, she is third, although she only made $166.5 million.
That's a lot of money.
Year. It may be tough, but she's expected to survive. Diddy suffered a massive drop this year after topping the list in 2017. Last year, he banked $130 million thanks to a huge tour and the sale of some of his Sean John clothing line. This year, he fell to number 32 with a take of only $64 million for Diddy.
So, the common thread with the celebrities outside of Kylie is the liquor or alcohol, right? Mm-hmm. Once you get involved there... But
if you take it a little broader, it's merchandise. It's not just being in show business anymore. There's merchandise happening too. Yeah.
Well, I agree, but the Casamigos brand, that was a $500 million sale, right?
Yeah,
it actually might have been $1 billion. They just own half of it at the time. Mm. Regardless, that 230 is just part of the bigger chunk.
Right. Here's a question I would have for you with that brand. So does that mean we're going to see Casamigos like with a marketing campaign and everything? Because, you know, you think of Cuervo, you think of Padron, you think of tequilas and that. I did some tequila shopping over the last year. I wasn't aware of the.
So they have it here in the local liquor stores.
They have it in Virginia. Mm-hmm.
They've had it for some time. You usually see this in bars.
Okay.
So,
but I imagine
if anybody's actually moving these brands, it's probably in the bars where they want to drink what George Clooney's drinking.
But I imagine with that kind of investment into it, you're going to see some marketing in the near future.
Yeah, maybe in Costco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Near future. Hopefully.
It's a common brand. Johnny Depp has settled his $25 million lawsuit against his former business managers, heading off a fraud trial that was scheduled to begin on August 15th. There's no word on the terms, but both sides said they were happy with the deal. Johnny's attorney said the lawsuit and settlement were, quote, a further demonstration that Johnny is determined to take firm action to protect his personal and artistic reputation in the interests of his family and his career. Then stop hitting people, Johnny. Johnny claimed his former managers wasted millions of dollars of his money while they said that his own mismanagement, including a $2 million per month lifestyle, is to blame. Johnny's in the news an awful lot. If he wants to take all the things, he better eliminate
them. He should start selling rubbing alcohol instead of tequila.
For wounds.
Yeah, for wounds.
Depp Amiga. Netflix has released a teaser that I watched this morning for the season 3 of Stranger Things, and apparently there's a chance the gate could reopen at a Walden Books. It's a very 80s style ad. Doesn't say a lot about the plot line of Stranger Things. It's really just like a standard 80s mall ad in Hawkins, Indiana, where the show's set. None of the regular characters are shown except Steve, who's got a job. Steve was like the boyfriend.
Steve Myers.
And he's got a job at an ice cream place called Scoops Ahoy. And you just see him come on camera. Ahoy. Like really low energy. Ahoy. The end of the ad says the new mall is coming next summer, which indicates there's a good chance we can expect a season 3 to come out. For some reason, with that little bit, that blurb, I might be jumping on the bandwagon.
It's so sad, though, because, you know, if they were to open a new mall in Hawkins, you know who would really work there is Barb. Poor Barb.
Yeah, but she's gone.
You are so compulsive about it. You had to get your little Barb thing.
But Barb, man, you know, it's so sad.
Barb, the girl that died in the pool.
It would be so great if she came back.
Thank you. Okay. A new study found that the key to looking good is going to bed and waking up at very specific times. If you do, your sleep will match your body's natural rhythms, and it'll help you have clearer and better skin and brighter eyes.
Hey!
Hey, bright eyes. You know, having...
Mike, your complexion is dazzling.
Oh, sure. The time you should go to bed is 9:45, and the time you should wake up is 6:55.
Ah, perfect.
So, that's a massive 9 hours and 10 minutes of sleep. Anybody who's gotten 9 hours knows there's nothing like it, but I can't tell you the last time.
I don't know what that feels like.
I'm not going to bed at 9:45 and missing the news on Channel 5. No, thank you.
Thank you very much. There is a new line of high heels from Crocs.
Nice!
Ooh, woo! Man.
Yes, those Crocs. It looks like they've got about a 2-inch heel, and the sole is made of that rubbery, spongy stuff.
Crocky stuff.
Made, yeah, the Crocky stuff that they have. I'm wearing Croc sandals down in Florida. I wear those down there. You know, I like the,
but no heels.
The sole of a well, I could glue them on. You know, just
well, you know what I did good. For my Crocs is I put taps on them.
Oh, so you could dance.
I love to dance. I really do.
The Crocs with heels come in two looks. Gray with purple. Nice. And all black.
Nice.
Nicer.
Slimming.
They're supposed to sell for $80.
Is a 2-inch heel worth a heel?
You know what? I think that heels to me have always been sort of a sacrifice to style.
Yes.
So the idea of heels on a Croc, you know.
Is it more of a heel or a lift? Like to make you look taller?
I don't know. I don't wear them.
I know.
But we'll have to wait and see.
$80 for rubber.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a little something, something. Hey, some firefighters were putting out a brush fire in Rio Linda, California on Saturday afternoon when a 29-year-old guy named David Carcoletti ran up and stole their truck.
Oh, no.
Rio Linda is just outside of our friends in Sacramento.
Oh, so,
yeah.
Then he drove it over to pick up his girlfriend, a 35-year-old woman named Candace Scollard. I just love the voice.
Names are good.
That's about a mile away. And after that, they had phlegm in their throats. After that, they had a nice romantic drive through California in the truck. And by that, I mean they got into a 2-hour, 100-mile-per-hour police chase.
Wow.
The cops wound up putting down spike strips, which popped one of the tires on the fire truck. But David and Candace kept going without the tire for another half hour until they finally crashed into a ditch. Good They're Lord. Both facing several charges, including vehicle theft, evading and possessing stolen property. And the cops are pretty sure they were both high at the time. The interesting fact of this story, at the end of the chase, they kissed. And when they kissed, ooh, fire.
Everybody here.
I'm so sorry for this, but I can't really help myself. When that comes into my head,
sure.
No other kicker line can be written. I have to do it.
It's all in the delivery, Mike.
It is.
It's, yes. And when you kiss, fire. Thank you, Pointer Sisters. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault and Rob Spivak right here on the mic.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Frates. This week on Political Persuasions, we have our first ever guest. Mike and I sit down with former Democratic Congressman Steve Israel. We talk about the SCOTUS nominee, politics, and his new book, Big Guns. It's a conversation you don't want to miss. Tune in.
Informed. Intelligent. Irreverent. Political Persuasions.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. It's the worst time of the year. Sarah Fraser hates your haircut. Your cousin was stabbed by a handmaid, and your father remains disappointed in you. What will you do? What will you do? Well, you simple-minded dingus. How about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that is so great it can change you from a Sadley Stevenson Jesus, into a Dwight D. Eisenhower, or maybe even a Mary Truman. Big, real history lesson there. Ha ha. La la la. Let's get physical. Physical. I want to get physical. Let's get into physical. Let me hear your body talk.
That's a good one.
Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the bonus banner. It makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Tis truly a win-win. So please quit sucking, and we thank you. Let's open up the audio vault with Rob Spivak. Take it away, Rob.
Mike, hometown hero, Bryce Harper.
Mm.
Yeah. Last night, because the All-Star game is tonight, last night was the home run derby. And
I watched
Bryce Harper
every minute
won.
Of it.
How was it?
It was better than most.
They had a fantastic finish. Wasn't he down by like 9 with like 90 seconds to go or something like that? Yeah, the statistics were like that.
A couple things. And ESPN has clearly taken away the back, because the guy's retired. He's gone, right?
Thank Berman. God.
So it is, the Berman factor is gone.
And they put it on a timer now.
Yeah, right? There's a timer. There's and I equate this to any penalty kick situation that you have seen in the World Cup as of late, where even if you don't have anybody to root for, you want competition, right?
Sure.
And as they're grouping in from the first round to the second round to the finals, there was enough competition to say, oh, wow, I was rooting for this guy. Now I'm rooting for this guy, right?
Okay, cool.
And the way they have it set up with the timer and the bonus time allows it for gamesmanship. Now, Bryce Harper almost did not take it home. And if you think about it, the odds of you winning your home run derby in your hometown,
your home stadium,
are actually slim because only two other guys have done that in history, right?
Mm-hmm. Very cool. So very, very cool.
He'd put a lot of pressure on himself because he said he wanted to participate again in the home run derby when it was in his hometown of Washington, D.C. Not his hometown, but when it was going to be in D.C.,
right,
where he plays, right? So his father's pitching to him. His father's pitching to him at a solid rate through the first few rounds. The third round, his pitching, and look, and I'm probably going to get some hate mail, was not that great.
Right.
So mm-hmm. Bryce needs to catch up and get to 18. He barely gets to 18 before bonus time. He pulls it off at the end. He ended up hitting the last nine to get to 18, once he got to the bonus, in less than 50 seconds.
Amazing. Absolute amazing
and
feat,
by
no
the
matter
way,
what.
You know? How could you be mad at your dad if he's mm-hmm. gassed by the time yeah. you get to the
sure.
final round, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Pretty
absolutely.
Crazy.
Well, yeah, here's the sound of him winning last night. It was a very cool moment.
There it is! Center field, and Bryce Harper has thrown his bat in the air and won the 2018 T-Mobile Home Run Derby, and he loves it. Let's go!
So between the Cavs victory and the All-Star game here tonight and the Home Run Derby with Bryce Harper winning last night, it's actually a pretty good era for DC
There's
sports lately.
There's a lot
lately.
Going on.
Yeah.
It truly is.
Really
and, you know,
great.
As far as Bryce Harper winning that, it's always nice when one of the nice guys wins. Just kidding.
That's sweet moment when he took the trophy as soon as he got it and he raced over to his father and said, this
okay,
is yours.
That's
okay, that's cool.
That's
I
was
like,
he was nice to his daddy.
But then he
television.
Pulled it back and said, psych!
No, he didn't do that.
No, he didn't?
No.
I was watching ESPN, too. Do you have a dad voice that you use to scare your kids? I always did. Like, when you really, there's no nonsense? Like, if I was...
Yeah, I could do it for you.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
All right, hold on. Just a second.
No! No, no, no! Stop it!
It's time for sleepy bye. Good night, little Michael. If you don't go to sleep, I'm going to cut you with a rusty spoon.
There you go. I'm sorry. You
that is scary.
Now, salad fingers.
Salad needs to
scary.
Leave because you let him in via doorways.
Please. Please. Leave. Oh, he's leaving.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, how to run a soundboard by Mike O'Mara.
The mom voice that comes into play here actually scared away a big black bear. A bear Ooh. Was, it looked like a house that was sort of in the country, but
it's
a bear.
Color with you.
But he was coming up on the porch. The mom is videotaping the bear and says this.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. No. Go. Go away.
And the bear turns and runs based simply on mm-hmm. her voice. The
oh,
video
I really
is on
it was
our Facebook
be the mother
page.
Going, get away.
No, but obviously it was just, no, no, no. So anyway, you got to watch this video on our Facebook page.
It's a bear like a little kid.
Yeah, but it was not a tiny bear. This was a big boy. Did you know that Shaquille O'Neal does DJ gigs under the name of DJ Diesel?
No.
This is true.
My dream scenario. I've said this many, many times. My dream scenario, Oscar, if the cash fairy flew down and said, Mike O'Mara show, we found an advertising budget
yes.
for you to let the world know about your podcast. Who would you like to be your spokesperson? It would be this guy.
Back.
Shaquille O'Neal?
He's the best pitchman. I think he's the best pitchman on television.
Well, don't
he's
get
so
on his
lovable.
Don't get on his bad side because he was spinning a gig in a club in DC over the weekend and he projected a big thing on behind the screen that said, doesn't have a ring, and started this chant in a DC nightclub. This is Shaquille O'Neal.
Barkley sucks.
Barkley sucks.
Barkley sucks. Barkley sucks.
Oh my God.
But they're friends, right?
Yes, yeah.
Not the same broadcast team. That's hilarious.
Their broadcast team, Barkley sucks ass.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a ring.
Yeah. That's doesn't so have a huge funny. Video screen that says
that's
it.
That's great.
So keep your eye out for
two
posters.
Two best men in sports broadcasting.
In the Legends and Celebrity game from MLB that came on after the Home Run Derby, Shaq wasn't playing the entire game, but he played part of the game. And the president, one of the presidents that run around a Nationals park, he ran over with his glove and traded gloves with Shaq. And the cartoon-sized glove that's on the big mascot
fit
Shaq.
That's great. That's great.
That's too
so, yeah,
great.
His name is DJ Diesel. let us close with this. There was a new special on HBO premiered last night called Robin Williams, Come Inside My Mind. It worked very well with that book that we got from Dave Itzkoff.
Yep.
It's a really a fascinating look and some great video. My favorite part is this. Here was Robin Williams shooting a piece on Sesame Street, and he's ad-libbing with Elmo. The thing that's so funny is you can hear the size of the crew breaking up, because Sesame Street always seems so intimate.
Mm-hmm.
But this is Robin Williams, we'll close with this, ad-libbing with Elmo on Sesame Street.
Oh, Mr. Williams.
Elmo.
What are you going to do with that stick?
Oh, there's lots of things you can do with this stick, Elmo. Maybe it could be like a baton. There you are, conducting a full orchestra. Thank you, Madonna, for that lovely lingerie melody. I better go back. We'll never be able to do that. Or you can play Pinocchio, the home game. I have 2 Academy Awards, Elmo. Stuff like that, you know, Elmo, just simple things.
Whoa.
You know, I'll tell you what I'm going to do with this stick.
What?
I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Robbins? Taking the stick back, Elmo.
I only had 3 lines.
He blew it. Bad puppet. That's your magic audio, Paul.
I love the puppet doing some shtick too. That's right. Made other people funny. Oh, miss
that's
that
great.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Remember, voting the engine of our freedom and democracy.
Yes.
It requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. Please. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.